This is Maryland Morning with Sheila Cass here on 88.1 WYPR. I'm Nathan Sterner. It's time for our regular Tech Check, where we round up the latest technology news from the Baltimore region. Andrew Zaleski, lead reporter for the tech news website Technically Baltimore, is here with me in studio. Welcome back, Andrew.
Thank you for having me back.
So some exciting news for people who want to comment on legislation that's being debated in the General Assembly or even help lawmakers draft bills. There will very soon be a way to do that online. It's a new project called Madison. It's part of the nonprofit Open Government Foundation. Andrew, tell us about it.
So the Open Gov Foundation has this new tool called Madison, Maryland. It's in its infant stages. We only have the first version. And up on that version are about 15 bills that you can read through, and you can comment on the legislation. There was a hope that we would have a second, more updated version of this so that people could, for instance, go into certain bills and annotate them, help out on the drafting of legislation.
The updated version we were hoping would be available for this General Assembly session, but that's not going to happen. In the updated version, when that eventually comes, all bills will be up for comment and indeed for revision to help lawmakers draft them.
That's the idea. That's the hope, that you would have one central hub where anyone can go online and read all of the bills that are up for debate in the General Assembly.
Once Madison 2.0 eventually is online, what other things are folks going to be able to do with it?
Folks might be able to actually go into bills and annotate them, so help draft legislation with state legislators. There might be a possibility to take whatever information is on a second version of this site and build standalone apps or standalone tech tools with them. So say you're really interested in a particular bill and you just want constant updates from that, perhaps there's a way to pull that information off the site and build your own iPhone app to just have push notifications sent to you.
So you'll be able to find out every time a committee in the General Assembly deals with the piece of legislation you're interested in.
Right.
As you mentioned, at this point, there are only 15 bills online, and almost all of them are chiefly to do with issues affecting Montgomery County. So if you're interested in commenting on issues involving archery hunting or beauty salon licenses in Montgomery County, you can do that. But for the most part, the stuff that's up on this version of Madison is not statewide. There actually are two bills there, though, with statewide implications. One of them is the reform bill for the Public Information Act, and the other one is a new proposed open data policy, so something with statewide implications and tech implications as well. That last one is from State Senator Bill Ferguson, and we will be talking with Senator Ferguson about the bill on Wednesday on Maryland Morning, so we hope you'll tune in for that. In the meantime, take a look at Madison and see what you'll hopefully be able to do in the future. On to another tech topic. As part of a broader effort with your sister Technically sites in Philadelphia and New York, you at Technically Baltimore are looking at the state of diversity in Charm City Tech. What are you seeing here?
So some exciting things have happened in recent months. In January, the Baltimore chapter of a nonprofit called Girl Develop It just launched, and Girl Develop It hosts web programming classes for girls and women, and they're actually having their first class later this month. In addition, we just got news that the Digital Harbor Foundation down in Federal Hill, which does after-school programming for students in city schools and coding and 3D printing, is going to be another MakerCore site this summer, so they will have, think of them as tech-savvy camp counselors helping out running two different camps on 3D printing and electronics this summer.
I also understand there's a program going on in city schools to help get kids more involved in tech.
Right, that's Code in the Schools. And Code in the Schools is a nonprofit that launched last summer, and it's exactly that. It goes into city schools, elementary, middle, and high schools, and teaches kids computer programming by having them create their own video games. And so the most recent thing Code in the Schools was doing, they were over at Frederick Douglass High School, and a student there was inside the school's motion capture studio taking taking shots of Baltimore Blast soccer players, and these motions are eventually going to go into a mobile soccer game being developed by a Federal Hill game studio called Bully Entertainment.
One more topic before we wrap. Baltimore City is going to get a new government website. Who got the bid and why?
So the bid went to a New York City-based company called Interpersonal Frequency. And Basically, the winners of the bid are selected by a 3-person committee. But I'm assuming that this particular company got the bid because they fit most of the qualifications that were in the RFP. And the RFP had some interesting things in it, this proposal that the city had put out when...
The city wants this new website to do.
Correct. And one of the things in the RFP that the city wants is whatever this new website is going to be compatible with, quote, community collaboration sites, end quote. And an example of that is, for instance, being able to work seamlessly with the city's open data portal. Mentioned by name in that bid was an app called Councilmatic. And like Madison, Councilmatic would be a version, an app, a tool that city residents could use to read all of the bills being introduced in Baltimore City Council. Now, I don't know if that'll come to Baltimore or not, but at least in this bid, that specific
tool is mentioned by name. They want the website to be compatible with it, whether or not they use it.
Correct.
Andrew Zaleski is the lead reporter for the tech news website Technically Baltimore. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Nathan.
More information about all these topics is on our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning. I'm Nathan Sterner. Up next, J. Wynn Russick reviews The Golden Spike at the Baltimore Annex Theater. Stay with us.
No.